Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Spiritual Midwifery by Ina May Gaskin is a landmark nonfiction book on pregnancy, birth, breastfeeding, and midwifery. First published in the 1970s and later updated in revised editions, it helped reintroduce many readers to home birth and to a more woman-centered view of childbirth at a time when birth had become highly medicalized in the United States. The book combines birth stories, practical guidance, and reflections on the emotional and spiritual dimensions of labor, making it both a manual and a cultural statement. Rather than treating childbirth as a purely clinical event, it presents birth as a deeply embodied process in which confidence, support, and trust in the body matter. It is especially associated with the farm in Tennessee, one of the earliest and most influential out-of-hospital birth centers in the US, and with the revival of direct entry midwifery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, birth as a natural process rather than a medical emergency. A central idea in spiritual midwifery is that childbirth should not automatically be framed as a crisis requiring aggressive intervention. Gaskin presents pregnancy and birth as normal biological processes that usually work best when they are allowed to unfold with patience, privacy, and skilled support. This matters because the book was written against a background of increasing hospital control over birth, where routine interventions could overshadow the mother's experience. Instead of emphasizing fear or pathology, the book encourages readers to understand labor as something the body is designed to do. That shift is not merely philosophical, it changes how people evaluate pain, progress, and safety during birth, by treating birth as potentially healthy and manageable outside the hospital. The book asks readers to reconsider assumptions that medicalized care is always the default best option. Its argument is not anti-medicine in a simplistic sense, but pro-context, suggesting that many births benefit from minimal disturbance and attentive midwifery rather than unnecessary procedures. Secondly, how confidence, fear, and support shape labor experiences. The book gives unusual weight to the emotional environment of birth. Gaskin repeatedly suggests that fear can intensify suffering, while trust, calm, and encouragement can help labor proceed more smoothly. This is one reason the book includes many personal accounts. The stories are not decorative, but part of its method. They show how mothers respond differently when they feel respected, informed, and surrounded by supportive people. The practical implication is that birth care is not only about physical technique. It also depends on tone, language, and the attitude of attendants. The book therefore favors companionship, continuity, and reassurance over detached observation. For readers, this changes the meaning of good care. A skilled midwife is not only someone who knows procedures, but someone who can create an atmosphere that reduces anxiety and supports the laboring woman's confidence. This emotional focus distinguishes the book from standard medical texts, which often concentrate on monitoring and risk management while giving less attention to psychological experience. Thirdly, home birth and the farm as an alternative care model. Spiritual midwifery is closely tied to the Farm Midwifery Center, where Gaskin and other midwives developed one of the earliest out-of-hospital birth settings in the United States. The book does not simply recommend home birth in the abstract. It shows how such care can function through community, preparation, and practical support. Family members are often included, and birth is presented as a shared event rather than a private medical case. This model matters because it challenges the assumption that safe birth must happen in a hospital to be legitimate. The farm became influential not only because it offered an alternative location, but because it demonstrated a different philosophy of care. Women were treated as active participants, not passive patients. The book's description of this setting helps explain why it became foundational in the home birth movement. It provides a working example of how continuity of care, familiar surroundings, and trained attendants can form a coherent system. Readers interested in birth options gain not only inspiration, but a concrete picture of how an alternative maternity model can operate in practice. Fourthly, practical guidance on labor, breastfeeding, and postpartum care. Beyond its philosophy, the book contains direct practical advice on pregnancy, birth, breastfeeding, and the early postpartum period. This makes it valuable, not just as a cultural text, but as a working guide for families and birth workers. Gaskin addresses the need for informed support during labor, the importance of helping a newborn and mother adjust after delivery, and the value of breastfeeding as part of early care. The book's practical sections are notable because they are grounded in experience rather than abstract theory. Readers are given the sense that birth and postpartum care require observation, flexibility, and attention to normal bodily variation. Later editions also reflect updated concerns, including improved information on breech birth, VBAC, and questions around common hospital practices that broadens the book's relevance across different birth situations. Its guidance is especially useful because it connects theory to use. The book is not satisfied with saying that birth should be natural. It also asks what attendants and parents should actually do to support that ideal safely and intelligently. Lastly, birth stories as evidence, education, and cultural critique. One of the book's defining features is its use of birth stories. These accounts do more than entertain or inspire. They function as evidence that childbirth can be experienced in many different ways and that routine expectations about pain, danger, and control are not universal. By collecting stories from women with different births, including difficult and unusual cases, the book gives readers a broader view of what labor can look like. This narrative strategy also serves a cultural purpose. It pushes back against a system in which expert medical voices often dominate childbirth discussions, and it insists that women's firsthand experiences deserve authority. The stories help normalize both strength and vulnerability, showing birth as varied rather than one size fits all. They also make the book accessible to readers who may not be drawn to technical manuals. Compared with similar books in the childbirth genre, Spiritual Midwifery stands out because it merges practical instruction with a strong oral and testimonial tradition. The result is a book that teaches by argument, but also by accumulated lived experience. In conclusion, Spiritual Midwifery is best suited for pregnant readers, partners, doulas, midwifery students, and anyone trying to understand the history and philosophy of natural childbirth. Its main benefit is that it offers more than instructions. It gives a framework for thinking about birth as a normal embodied process shaped by environment, confidence, and supportive care. Readers looking for a strictly clinical manual may find its perspective unconventional, but that is also what makes it distinctive. Unlike many pregnancy books that focus mainly on medical risk, this one centers the mother's experience and the knowledge of midwives. It is also historically important because it helped revive interest in home birth and direct entry midwifery in the United States. For that reason, it is useful both as a practical guide and as a document of a major shift in childbirth culture. Its combination of personal stories, pragmatic advice, and critique of over-medicalization gives it a lasting place in the birth literature. Even decades after its first publication, it remains relevant to readers who want a fuller, less institutional view of pregnancy, labor, and postpartum care. If you would like to support Ina May Gaskin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.